Dealing with superannuation can be a complicated task at the best of times, but if you have several names, don't speak English, and don't know your date of birth, it can be near impossible. They're just some of the hurdles facing many Australians in Indigenous communities, as Karma Reid reports.
Staff at Money Mob Talk About guide people on the APY lands in South Australia through a variety of financial matters. But financial literacy educator at Ernabella, Renee Stevens, says lately she's been dealing with at least one query a day about superannuation. She says it's a difficult topic to help people understand, as many on the lands aren't even aware super exists.
I've known quite a few people who you ask the question and they look at you quite blankly, and you explain to them and they still only have a vague recollection, and we say, OK, let's just have a look for you. And they've got many, many thousands of dollars sitting in super for them.
Financial counsellor for Money Mob Talk About, Mo Stauner, says accessing a superannuation can greatly improve someone's quality of life.
It could allow them to buy a new washing machine, which they couldn't otherwise afford, or a new fridge. A lot of our community don't have fridges to keep food fresh in summer, or furniture, so they can be comfortable, proper beds to lie on, instead of a mattress on the floor. It's lifestyle changing. And of course, if they have debts, it can get rid of debts as well.
But he says claiming superannuation isn't easy when you don't speak English.
It's virtually impossible for them to make the call because none of the companies have a Pidgin in Java translator on hand. And indeed, they'll do Italian and French and Vietnamese, but they won't do Aboriginal languages.
Ms Stevens says proving identification is also difficult for people born in remote communities.
Often birth dates are incorrect. Also, many people use different names. I had a lady and she has a variation of six different names, and so I had to send a stat deck to the super company to confirm all of her ID documents, which had all sorts of different names on them, were in fact referring to the same person.
Indigenous Justice Senior Solicitor from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, Sarah Bassioni, says these issues are common in Indigenous communities across the country. She says the process of accessing superannuation in emergencies is difficult and complicated. But she also says there's an abundance of unclaimed superannuation for Indigenous Australians because they die at a younger age than the non-Indigenous population.
Because of the mandatory age requirements in relation to superannuation, putting it very bluntly, Aboriginal people aren't living long enough to enjoy the benefit of having superannuation in those final years.
She says unclaimed super brings with it a whole other set of challenges, like determining who should receive it.
From a cultural point of view, the benefits might need to flow in a certain direction, and if those relationships don't fall within the tight definitions of mainstream society and the law, it's quite difficult to ensure those financial benefits flow on to a person, family and community.
Ms Bassioni says closing the gap and allowing Aboriginal people to live longer lives is the best way to reduce this disparity.
Superannuation is about making that quality of life for an older individual in this country better, and that's not happening for Aboriginal people.
In a statement, the Australian Tax Office spokesman said the ATO has client translation services available for Indigenous languages, but only if requested. It also provides information on superannuation to Indigenous people through targeted campaigns and uses intermediary agencies to reach the broader Indigenous population to encourage people to engage with their super and savings.
Karma Reid reporting.